applications, but the individual who scanned them didn't notice there were others in the back.
Can we hear them if they weren't on specifically?
We received them, so yes, you can.
Okay.
They're just not on the agenda yet, so we may have to set that for another day or move him to later today to take care of some other individuals that are scheduled for, I think, 2:45 we have one. If you want to wait.
I have to be in Omaha tonight.
He has them laid out.
It's up to you.
Pretty good. Joe, I don't. What are your thoughts? This, to me, this is just my discussion right here. Looking at your valuation here, going, you know, adjusting some of these based on your vacancies, it is reasonable to me that these adjustments be made on some of these different properties that you have here.
Well, are we going on an income base here? Basis?
Yes.
Seems that's the way it is.
Yes.
And Chuck, you did not use the income base.
Nope.
That's what I thought. And you're not required to do that, is that correct?
Correct.
I do have a voicemail from Marie Monahan, and she did respond by email if you want me to tell you what that was. On the call, she said, yes, we can call her on the state tax commission decisions that have been rendered. The decision is the basis for future values. As I said before, if you had a $10 million assessment, you went to the state tax commission, they lowered it to $6 million. You don't start back at your $10 million and go up, you start at your $6 million and go up from there. So that if you have changes in property value, you've got to start at that lower value that was set by the state tax commission and then show reason for the increase. That make sense? Would you like me to call her or see what this voicemail is?
Mr. Chairman, I would suggest if we're going to make that call, let's do it on a brief recess. To call
okay, her. Let's wait on that.
Yeah. And she has sent a very long email.
And I guess my problem is on this, that they're asking for a reduction based on income, and I understand that, but we're not really required to use income on this piece, these pieces of property. And they're having a few rough years, I agree, and I appreciate that they want to get their taxes down so they can make more money, but do we want to lower that because they're having some tough years? That's my only question.
Well, if they bring, and I hear what you're saying, if they're bringing evidence before us that is reasonable, and it looks like based on some of his other stuff, he's done his homework, and it is in there, that in it, I mean, we can, as the BOE, lower this based on the evidence from an income approach. We can also even use a cost approach if someone comes before us, not just the normal valuation. Correct?
I believe so.
Okay. This. So that's why I...
Well, it seems to me, though, excuse me, that if we base a commercial property like this on the income approach, then you, if you had a business and you had a couple of bad years, you'd come in with an income approach and get your taxes reduced.
Right.
So it seems, with all due respect, it seems to me like you're trying to use your income to get your taxes reduced, and we don't know what the future is going to hold. It's going to go back up. So yeah. If your income goes back up, you're going to come in and ask for an increase?
So if I could address that, the State Tax Commission on income-producing property uses the income approach. Now, they look if you present a cost approach, and if you present the income approach, and you present other methods, they'll look at all of them. But if it's income-producing property, their policy, and maybe it's unspoken, but it's the way that they operate, is to use the income approach to value. The idea is that when you've got a property that is suffering from market obsolescence, like this one is, that needs to be addressed. And by market obsolescence, what I'm talking about is when you've got a project like this that has this type of vacancy issue, the vacancy is because it was developed in a time period when they thought that they needed all this space, but clearly they didn't. We can address that with the cost approach. We just have to make additional obsolescence adjustments. And you can make the cost approach match this, and if you do it, in my opinion, if you do that on a cost approach, it will come in at about the same number. The income approach is the easiest way to demonstrate for you and for you to actually see tangibly what the problem is and why it should be adjusted. So when, for example, the occupancy or the vacancy is 16% this year, if they go through a lease-up period, okay, if all of a sudden they lease up and they lease up at great rental rates, Chuck needs to go reassess the property. And Chuck will do that in 2019 in this instance. And that's what this taxpayer would expect and would want, because that's market-based. As of 1/1/17, which is our effective date of assessment, we've got to look at the market and we've got to look at the project as it sits then. And as of 1/1/17, the market was poor for this project. It may improve. They're going to cross their fingers that it will. But as of 1/1/17, the income approach demonstrates what the market is as of the effective date, and it's the most reliable methodology that you can use, in my opinion anyway, to demonstrate that.
With respect to your statement that the state tax commission prefers that, I mean, gentlemen, that's why I'd like to take a brief recess and make that phone call, but that's up to you guys.
Can I just explain to you on your recess, only one person can make a phone call. Any activity that you do has to be all three of you. Cannot go into closed session.
Understand.
So either one person makes it or it's over.
If I could ask one quick question. And I appreciate your work, very well done, it looks like to me. But, I was just expecting Freddy's because that was the number because of that little error there. But Freddy's income could be really well and books a million or whatever other one because they're not operating well or blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Their income could be way down. Mm-hmm. So I question, don't know if it's right, but I question whether pulling all of them together like you have is the right way to, way to do that. Because Freddy's could be knocking them dead, so to speak, for the last 3 years.
And to your point, they do get higher rent.
Right, I saw that.
And so when you're doing a model like this, you apply higher rent for Freddy's and lower rent for Books a Million.
Right.
And that's not just because Freddy's is doing well and Books a Million is or isn't. It's because of the type of project within the project that it occupies. Restaurants get higher rent. They're just going to get higher rent. That's the way that it always is.
But if Books a Million sells at the end of this year and some other big chain comes in come January 1, your value is going to go up, and you're certainly not going to sell that building at the lower rate. You're going to try and sell that building at the higher rate.
You're going to sell the building. In an income approach to value, you're going to sell a building for the income that it's going to produce to you. Okay? That's going to be the basis. So, for example, for Books a Million, they're paying $8 a square foot in rent, or that's what the market is, $124,000 a year before you take out expenses. If you go buy that, that's what you're going to buy. If Books a Million goes out, then the income is actually going to be zero. What you do is you apply a market rent, which is what we've done here. And that way, we're saying, and essentially, the value's not going to be zero if Books a Million goes out. There's going to be a market variable there, but you're going to have an overall vacancy factor you're going to have to consider as well.
Well, if I can just use the property, so if you sell it, the owner of the property sells it, you're going to go for a higher price and look for a better venue to go in there to make more money.
The problem is, yes, and that's how the market works. The problem with our property is it isn't working that way. We're having bankruptcies and we're having tenants leave, and our rent rates are going down. They're not going up. That's why we've got a problem, and that's why we're here.
All right. I say we take a recess, brief recess, make the phone call.
Sorry.
Yep. You want to read the email first? David, why don't you read the email?